Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for coming on with us tonight. I'm going to keep it going real good because we got a beautiful show for y'all. Knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. So lay back and try to get the line clear. And we're going to have a Wednesday to free your mind. Appreciate you coming back again for OE Dry Bones, the connection. For sure tonight, we got 2 hours, everybody. We got 2 hours, so let me sit back and get myself ready for a two-hour show that I had planned on Monday, but you know how things go, but we're going to make it right. Let me just say this. We have a wonderful person coming on as a special guest. He's going to give us another half hour. That's Reverend Pinckney out of Benton Harbor, Michigan, and let me tell you, it's getting deep up in there. So we connecting up in there tonight. Of course, we're going to connect with the crew wherever you at calling in on us, but we just want to let you know tonight's show is called Setting the Record Straight. And I picked this topic because some friends of mine was telling me, you know, we got to set the people straight on some of the things that's going on. I said, you know, you're right. As long as we got it with facts, that y'all can come up and look it up and give us some information if we saying something wrong. You know, if that's not happening, then, you know, you know, then we ain't doing our job. But I'm going to say this. I appreciate each and every one of you who have connected. I started this in December, in the middle of December. And right now, we have surpassed 6,000 listeners. So podcasting, listening, 6,000. And you know what? That gave me motivation. That gave me motivation to keep going because, you know, it's a rough road out here, y'all. The road is rough when you're trying to talk to our people because you love them because they're around you. They're you. The spirit is in you. So it gets rough on sometimes. But, you know, I thank every one of y'all because that's why I call the Dry Bones Connection. See, the dry bones are going to connect. Count on that. We just ain't too sure on the reconnection process. But it's going to connect. And that's something that we are going to make sure that happens. So I just want to thank you and every one of you who have been coming on us and listening. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't have to do it. Especially now, and I know some of y'all, please give people the replay. Tell them to download it. Because if you're watching the basketball game, which I know some of y'all might be doing, who ain't usually on here. So if you hear me after you listen to that, understand, I know you're watching basketball, but we felt it's important to bring this out, and we understand, but just get the podcast and download. Let me just say this, we got a lot of topics to go over tonight. I want everybody's participation. We can't do no thinking without you. My head is not that big, so I need help as well. But we're going to start off with the ancestors. For those of you who know, we always started off with the ancestors. No doubt about it. The seven oracles of the Maya principle of truth, which we hope to get to tonight, justice, to see if we can receive our own and create our own justice. Ain't nobody going to create justice for you. Harmony, can we get along? Can we just get along? Balance, can we just stop talking bad about each other sometimes? You know you're lying on a lot of us. Especially when we're trying to do something. And reciprocity. If you think we can keep getting away with this by the way we act, energy comes back as so above as below. That's why we have to look at that. Order. How much order do we really have within your own self and life and righteousness? You know, we can treat each other with some respectability. You know what? That'll be a big thing. And from that, you create a morality system that is still in existence and can be achieved today. So again, we're going to start the night off. We were talking about some good stuff last week. We were talking about Yaku. Let me see if I see Brother Horn. He may not be on here tonight. We were talking about Yaku and so forth. And we listened to some of the signs that have been found to show that it is a certain type of DNA that's in that region. So you got a lot of people in that region that have similar to this type of ideology. Well, let's take this even further. You have y'all seen what's on these news. And I'm going to give, and when I see Reverend Pickney, he's going to say he's going to be coming on. I'm going to go straight to him, so bear with me, everybody. But there's so many foolishness in the news. We have Benghazi. We got this new dude called Buku. Can't think of the name. He's an Islamic terrorist. Looks just like a Bin Laden script made over. You know, another script made over. All of a sudden, he's in Nigeria. Now, we're going to bring this to full circles. We're going to set the record straight. Y'all remember Kony? It was this big terrorist in Africa named Kony. And Kony was in 2012. And he was terrorizing Uganda. Oh, Tony, we got to get Kony. They're taking pictures of all Kony doing. Come to find out it was oil in Uganda. And then went and got it on the pretense of creating an illusion. This is why we have to get to the bottom of what set the record straight, y'all. It says, for those who believe in the Bible, it says it can fool even the very elect. Do you understand what that means? That means those who think they're the elect can be fooled. Plain and simple. It tells you that. You know, you can take it any way you want. Literally, I'll go with that one because it's telling you that you can be deceived even if you feel that you have all this knowledge. But Kony disappeared and heard no more about Kony. Not this new guy. He got all these females, because everybody is okay, because Islam promotes this. It promotes harems. Always have. It promotes all kind of having sex, which is, you know, that's your preference. But sometimes if it's forced, you know what I'm saying? Y'all be the judge. Y'all want to have people be enforced, or you want it consensual. That's on you. But it's being forced, that's a different story. And then killing, raping, it's a lot of stuff going on. And yet, guess what Obama and them do? Obama and them said, hey, we got to go say he's Nigeria. We got an AFRICOM set up. You know, we're going to go in and get them like we did Bin Laden. And go get everybody like we did Gaddafi and all them. And they're going to go in there, and guess what they're going to realize? What does Nigeria got? Oh, man, it got a huge reservoir of oil. A huge amount. The best kind, because I just learned myself, it's two kinds. One is real, called it's like a special. It doesn't take that much to refine. The other one takes a lot of refinery. And so they're going to get this type of stuff going on. And all we doing, and I have to bring this out to y'all, look what we watching. Another spectacle. Basketball. Turning into some type of plantation game now. They going at it. Then you got Michael Jordan claiming he was a racist when he was young. I haven't seen him in no functions. You let me know if y'all have, when y'all get on the air, let me know if y'all seen Michael Jordan in anything that was pro-black. I would just say, oops, my bad. But as of right now, don't see it. This is what's going on. Y'all check the episode tonight. It is very unique. We're talking about Ukraine. Do y'all understand Ukraine? If y'all go to www.drybonesconnection.com, and you'll see that I put on there the thing about Obama talking to by then Medvedev. And he told Medvedev on a hot mic, when I become, I might have to start putting that on there and so y'all can hear it yourself. But y'all can go on the website. First thing he said, well, when I become elected, I have more flexibility. It's on there, go check it out. More flexibility. He said, you know, then you can do what you need to do. Then he said, relay that back to Vladimir. Now, y'all go on the website, or y'all go either on to my page here where I got the all the collage of what the shows is on tonight. You will see them together on numerous occasions. And this happened right after the Olympics, y'all, which is a ceremony unto itself. That's a ceremony. All this happened right after the Olympics. Did y'all understand what I'm saying? So they showing you that they just working on us. Then this is going on, and I'm gonna be bringing him in soon, and we're going to jump into the conversation. We have 56% of all Americans are in subprime. That's one. We're going to hit all these tonight. Y'all want to get in this. Whistleblowers. Obama and them killing whistleblowers from Benghazi. Kill them. Ain't nobody even talking about that. The people are, they gonna shot the people and everything. Then over here, we got civil rights brother and fighter, Dr. Reverend Pinckney, under house arrest. And the Nation of Islam is running as the mayor over there. So we hope he called in, because we got a lot to hear about that. It's unbelievable. That's some serious stuff. As that going on, we had 2,500 earthquakes since 2020 in Oklahoma. You can see that on drybones.com. Then we have what I consider what we've been warned against. Infiltrators. People who are able to use as psyops. They're infiltrated. They come in, they create this, you know, reverse psychology of knowledge, and they make you believe, oh, you're helping us, but really you're just checking us out. There's a lot of whistleblowers. You want to have Snowden. He ain't hiding, but there's one whistleblower that everybody need to pay attention to. Her name is Karen Hoodes. She seems to be the only whistleblower who has a photo shoot every week. I mean, she's all over the earth with a photo shoot. So I don't know. You tell me. Then you got the Nigerian who's running around, who I think is Bin Laden made black. And then while all this is going on, the UN agreement, should they take the guns away? This is an agreement at the UN. Should the UN gun owners arm laws? Then we got the United National Convention of Law of the Sea. And then, of course, you can check out where Obama told that. So let's jump into the conversation. Y'all heard where I'm coming from. Let me make sure I don't have Reverend Pinckney. If you're out there, Reverend Pinckney, please call. I'm looking forward to hearing from you and talking to the people, because, you know, the struggle that you're having could easily happen to any one of us who are out there. So, you know, this is what we're about tonight. I just want to make it clear to everybody, the answers are all within us. You know, I don't have them all. So I'll take that responsibility off me immediately. I don't have all the answers, but I am able to relay and help and make sense of some of the things that we all can get in tune with each other. Now, the thing I'm trying to fool y'all, and I'm just not even saying fool, I'm trying to convey, is that many of the hypocrisies that the young people see is affecting them. I'm going to make that clear. And I'm saying, there you go, Brother Pinckney just came in. I'm bringing him in right there to make his comment. Switzerland is one of the only countries that you are automatically given a gun. All the citizens are armed. Nobody talks about that whatsoever. So without further ado, I'm going to go and get my first report that we have spoken on, Reverend Pinckney, and bring him into the fold. And y'all, hope y'all get some understanding of this one, because this is serious what's going on. Reverend Pinckney, you out there?
I am here, Drybone. How you doing today?
Oh, man, I'm doing well. Just listening to what you having to say is exciting me. We all heard what happened. Ironically, it happened the day after you on our would be talking, and you came up under heavily attack. For those of you who do not know what happened, give them a brief on what and how they came at you on that day.
Wow, you know one thing, Dry Bones. Who would believe that the sheriff department, the state police, the township police, the city police, and a couple of FBI agents would storm my house along with the SWAT team? Who would believe it? Nobody would believe anything of that nature, because it's virtually impossible. On that particular day, I was taking my wife out for her birthday. Her birthday was April 24th, and we left our home at approximately 11:30 a.m. going to Kalamazoo, Michigan. And as before we could get to Kalamazoo, Michigan, I got all kind of calls with people saying that the SWAT team and the sheriff's department was all over my property. And listen to this, all over my property for some recall petitions. Who would believe that they would send the sheriff's department and the SWAT team out to bring a guy like Reverend Pinckney in? All they had to do was call me. I would have came in. That's how I would have did that. I would have came in and did everything that needed to be done to make sure that everything worked out fine. So I'm sitting there. I have to finish my meal before I call my attorney and tell him I'm going to come in for a little while and find out what's going on. So here's the deal. I'm sitting in my attorney's office. He calls the prosecutor, Michael Seppick, and he tells Michael Seppick, "You harassing Reverend Pinckney again. What is going on?" He said he had a warrant for my arrest. He said, "I have a warrant for your arrest, his arrest, and we want him now." So my attorney said, "Well, look, I'm going to bring him in Monday morning since, it's a nonviolent crime, whatever you're saying. We'll just come in Monday morning." He said, "Absolutely not." He said, "We want him right now." And we got the SWAT team and everybody else storming the community looking for him. And believe me, they was. They said they was doing 50, 60 miles an hour up and down the streets trying to find my car. I would never have believed that for a second, a guy like me, and there they are. Even when they was at my home across the streets, you know how they have on all that armor and stuff? They had on armor and everything, sitting right across from my house, and then they got the armor on going up and down the street. So I turned myself in the very next morning. I goes into the courtroom. They treat me with respect. You know, I go in there, and first thing they want to do, they want to go before the judge. The judge says that I'm a menace to society. He said this guy is the worst person there is. probably in the whole wide world. And he was actually saying this. He was saying, I mean, he was saying stuff that was so incredible, I tried to look around the courtroom to see who he was talking about. And he said that he set my bond at $30,000 to get out for a recall petition. Mm. Now, everybody probably don't understand. A recall petition is a recall petition. It's a piece of paper. So he claimed, this is what they claimed, that I had altered the date on a couple of recall petitions. And he knew that wasn't true. But yet and still, they had an opportunity to nail Reverend Pinckney. And their goal was to pin my ears against the wall. So he said $30,000. He knew for a fact I didn't have $30,000. So the bondsman came. I needed $3,000. He knew I didn't have $3,000, but the bondsman got me out anyway. He got me out, walked out of there, just got fingerprinted. They took a beautiful picture of me, and I'm happy. Then he also says that I have to be on the house arrest 24/7. Then he goes on to say that I cannot use my computer for any reason. So that really was a constitutional issue there. But the biggest thing, we've been challenging these guys on a level that nobody would ever believe. See, we almost have neutralized, we had neutralized Whirlpool Corporation. Nobody could beat down these guys. These guys got over $2 billion in assets that they gross every year. Over. And yet and still, we gave them a fight for their money. And that's what they're afraid of. They're afraid of people actually standing up to them. And let me tell you what I did today. Now, this is bigger than life. Today, we filed a criminal complaint against the mayor. We charged him with manufacturing evidence to stop the election. That's right. We charged him with 4 counts of manufacturing evidence to stop this election. Now we're going to see, we're going to put the pressure on him, and we want other people to start calling this prosecutor and ask him, are you going to charge the mayor with manufacturing evidence? So those of you who are out there listening to this program, I would like for you tomorrow to give counsel in a piece of paper. I'm going to tell you the number to call, and I'm going to tell you exactly what to say so you'll know what to say. So I'll come back in a minute and tell you exactly what to say. But anyway, this mayor went out and got 4 people to say that Reverend Pinckney misled them and deceived them about the recall petition. And we know black people say one thing when they're around you, but then when they get around somebody else, they'll say something different. That's how they operate. And don't give them a few dollars. If you give them a few dollars, they might do anything, you see. So that's really what it adds up to. But I'm fortunate for them. We went out and made sure that this person did the right thing. Even the sheriff's department went out and talked to this person. She said the only reason she signed the letters was because her husband, who is a member of the Hightower staff, told her to, and she did it to please him. So now they're in hot water. Not only them, the sheriff's department, everybody else, they're in hot water. So those of you who now you got your pen and pencil, let me give you the number to call. It's 269-983-7111, extension 8311. Let me repeat that. That's 269-983-7111, extension 8311. Call him and ask him, do he plan on arresting the mayor for manufacturing evidence to start the recall election and to stop the election? So you can do that now, tomorrow. You'll be part of the push. Let me get back to you. Garbones, go from there.
Yeah. Now, I want everybody to know, for y'all who's listening, this is even bigger than you might imagine. The mayor is already black. Reverend, if you go on Reverend Pinckney's website, he is in the mix. I'm serious about that. I looked up some of the stuff. I've heard some of his radio shows with different various talk show hosts out of that area of Michigan. And what got to me was, and here's the big one, you tell me how this is ties in, Rev Pinckney. The person who's running against the mayor is from out of the Nation of Islam. And I have seen various pictures with you and Farrakhan together, and you are like with everybody. You with different groups. I was impressed. I see you with bullhorns. I mean, you out with huge crowds of labor union people, so you're not just running your mouth. You are for real. And the most astonishing thing, you are, what, 65 or 62?
65 years of age.
65, man. You are definitely an inspiration to all of us who are in our 40s and 50s to say, let's not make that legacy go ahead, because what's happening to you now? Explain that. Are they mad about this type of arrangement with the Nation of Islam, maybe? Because it seems like
Drybone. Here, can you hear me? Here's the deal, Drybone. They're having the senior PGA here. And you know that the PGA, these golfers, are going to be full of the Jews. Full of them. So you can't have a Muslim brother walk around with these Jews in the city of Benton Harbor at the golf thing. So they had to keep their symbol. So that's what they did, Drybone. That's what they had to do, Drybone. They try to just keep their symbol in there, and that way they don't have to deal with the Muslim brother. Now, the Muslim brother was winning 5 votes to his 1. Every time someone voted for him, the Muslim brother had at least 5 votes, and they was concerned about that. So they had to go into their bag of tricks and pull a rabbit out in order to stop this thing. And here's the good part, Drybone. They stopped this election. The clerk, the county clerk, sued herself. Now, how can you sue yourself? I guess when you're white, you can do whatever you want. And don't get me wrong. I'm referring to this county because I got as many white followers as I do black, or maybe even more.
Right.
But in this case, they do whatever they want to do, Drybone. This clerk actually sued herself and won. How do you sue yourself? I mean, the judge said this is the most unheard of thing he ever heard of, that you suing yourself. And she said, yes, I'm suing myself. And the judge ruled in her favor. What kind of crack is that?
I hope all y'all listening who know law, y'all need to take a look at some of this stuff, because this is unheard of.
They've been gloating. Oh, we won. I mean, all the way from the prosecutor office all the way down. We won. We won. We won. Hey, I didn't know y'all was all on the same team. I thought it was all about the people. I had no idea. Go ahead.
No, I'm going to go ahead and finish. I want to actually go ahead and finish.
Yeah, I had no idea that stuff like this exists, even though I'm living here. I understand the procedures here. It's so amazing. And here, we're living in a town where they still burning crosses and hanging nooses. And black folks ain't saying a word.
Yeah, we are
so
like
we got to make sure that we get out here and do the things that need to be done. All right now.
Yes. Now, I want, because even when you ask me that, now with all that's going on, what's the response from the being that this is based off of you doing your job to help this brother? How's the Nation of Islam and Farrakhan coming to you with? I mean, you got to tell me everything, but I mean, are they coming with you with a hand, well, helping hand? Because
very supportive, very supportive.
Good.
They're there for me to help me in any capacity that I need them at. And I am on the front page of the final call You got the story. Those of you who are out there, on the front page of the Final Call, you got the story.
There you go.
Those of you who really want to know more, go out and buy the Final Call. Because they was at my house on last Saturday, strong. I'm talking maybe 25, 30 of them. And they was at my beck and call. They, what do you need, Reverend? Is there anything we can get for you? Do you need something
that's
done? You see, and that's what I'm talking about. But not one black minister, Baptist, Koji, any of the denominations, Lutheran, Methodist, AME, not one of them showed up at my house and supported me. Not one single minister, black minister. I had a white church, Edward Church from Lansing, Michigan, came all the way down here Monday and gave the city council a resolution telling them that they support Reverend Pinckney 100%. I had people to come from South Bend, ministers, black ministers, came to my home this week saying that they support me 100% and brought a check. They didn't come, these people don't come empty-handed. They come with support. And here's our problem with most black churches. Most black churches is part of the problem. We have allowed the black churches to have a free pass because nobody want to get on these ministers' butt. But I will. I'll tell them. I'll call a spade in a minute. If you're not doing what you're supposed to do, you're going to have to deal with me. And they don't want to deal with me. They deal with me. And they partnership with these folks here in Benton Harbor, the Whirlpools, the Microseptics, these people who they partnership with, and they give them a few dollars, and they come after you. But it's amazing. When you spoke of the nation, very, very supportive. You see a very nice story in the Final Call. I'm thinking it'll be out today or tomorrow. Well, it should have been out yesterday. It should have been out yesterday. But it's a great story. Read it, and you'll get more details.
Yeah, because I like I say, when I first found about, I was like, oh, this is even deeper than we can imagine when I seen the candidates. And I knew something was up because you could just see that, that didn't seem right, and they were fighting at us to the point where they didn't want any justice whatsoever. Now, the legal standpoint, is it still going to be a recall? Is that going to be
Here's what they got to do. By me filing criminal charges against the mayor, only today, the judge, I made sure he had a package too. And we'll see how they play this. They may try to sweep it underneath the rug, but I also sent it to the Justice Department, the Attorney General. I sent it to everybody. So make sure that, you know, that if it's a cover-up, it's going to be a cover-up from the top to the bottom. And I'm not going to blame. I'm going to pursue this as much as I can. This rotten mayor that we have, he got to go to jail or do something. What he have done to our community is criminal. But he support the establishment. He support these corporations. He don't support the people. So he must go.
And that's the way it should. See, that's the attitude that all across this country should have when they don't support the people. We participate in our own food. We had a talk earlier on another show with Sister Ngoni, and we participate so fully because look what you just said. And most of these pastors, like you know as well, and I commend you, they took that faith-based initiative money from Bush, who was a Republican, and they get on the other side and talk about the Republicans, yet they took billions of dollars from them to keep their churches from having to be pay taxes while they live high off the hog. And I think that's what the problem was, the infiltration with all that money. Now, let me ask you also, you said that we can call. Could it be possible as we call and do what we can do? I ask you, Paul, can you have your transcripts of what these judges and lawyers can say on your website? Because I've seen what you have on your website, and you're proof of good knowledge and information about what's going up there. Because what happens is many of us don't know the law, and then those of us who are practicing to understand or overstand for some of us the ramifications, we need to possibly see what some of the jargon is that is being said in these courts to understand how we can beat the courts. Because it seems like they're using some serious foolishness and some of the things they're telling us.
That's why I court watch Dry Bones. That's the main reason why I court watch, because I'm learning their language. I'm learning what they'll do. And they would do anything. You ever seen a lying cop just go to the courthouse? They will lie in a minute. They'll lie and won't even blink. Look like they've been trained to lie. And here's the bad part to me. They know they lying, but yet they'll send a man to prison for the rest of his life on a lie. And won't even feel bad about it. Now, you know, there's some bad people in this world, but when you find people who's willing to send other people to jail for the rest of their life on a lie, I mean, they got some real serious issues. So we together have to fight this monster. We can't fight this monster by ourselves. We have to come together and fight this monster together. And there's something we can do. To me, it's so simple. It's so simple.
Mm-hmm.
All we have to learn to stand behind each other and fight together and win. And here's another thing. You know, we got TIs, we got all different people that's out here who need help, but the TIs need to know it's not all about them. They want it to be all about them. It's not all about you. It's everything. It's not one thing, it's everything. That's why we have to fight together. If we stand together,
that's
we can neutralize this governor, because it's more of us than them.
Correct.
Even though
there
were 35 cops at my house, it was more of them than myself at that time.
Hey, that's being real, man. I like that. Yeah, it was more at that time, and you handled it smart. See, that's another thing that we got to train people to do is how to react to police when they come to your house, because you also add an extra element of being resisting arrest. See, these are certain procedures that they're trying to make us hyping us so we can do something stupid to even bring more charges on us. And I commend you for how you handle yourself, because they were sure looking any type of a resistance that you would have gave, and you might not be doing this radio interview at this time. So you did the right thing and handled it very smoothly.
Robert, you are right. You are right on point, because I think they came more than just to arrest me, because you don't need that many people to arrest a person. You know,
that's right.
If I'm at home,
that's right.
Look, I'm not letting you kick my door down. I'm gonna open the door. If you got a warrant for my arrest, hey, you could call me on the phone. You say, Reverend, we got a warrant for your arrest. I said, okay, I'll be there tomorrow morning, or I'll be there in 15 minutes, or I'll be there whatever time that we designate. We're gonna work it out together. Whatever time I'm gonna be there. But no, these guys came. They came with the intent to do great bodily harm, because it was no use. If nobody in their right mind would have brought that many people to arrest a person. Nobody. You know? And this is what that's why we have to fight back. See, a lot of times, black people, they get scared. And you know what I call this? I call it a terrorist attack. That's what it was. It was a terrorist attack, not just on me, but it was on the neighbors. You see, because they the ones saw it. I didn't see it. I can't tell you that they had a tank or they had armor on, that or they was all on the rooftops. I can't, but the neighbors can. They saw it. I didn't see it. So basically, they didn't. You know, there was no intimidation at all in reference to that. Because I care less. Believe me, I do. Because to me, it's all about the people. And that's what we have to teach people, to stand up for each other. We got to stand up for each other and fight for each other. Because if we don't do it, all we're doing is spinning our wheels.
Yeah, and I agree with you 100%. There's people on the line. I don't know how you feel about taking any calls. If you've
of course,
up to that,
no problem.
Those of you who want to get on this conversation, while we have Reverend Pinckney on the line, please put your hands up. That means hit the number one button, and I'll bring you into the queue. Those of you who are already out on, I'm going to start bringing you in now. You was first. I can't help but put you on, sister. Go ahead, 8848. Make a brief question, 8848.
Yes,
all right,
hi, Dry Bones. It's Malika.
All right.
Hi, Pastor.
I know you.
How you doing, Reverend Pinckley?
Hey, I'm doing great.
It's Malika. Great. I'm glad to hear from you. I Well, remember when we spoke, I did what I told you I was going to do, and I have to be honest with you. I am very upset at, you know, the way that people just complain, and I'm talking about conscious, quote-unquote, conscious people, and they complain about, you know, about them going through this and going through that, and they don't do nothing to help a brother. Nothing.
Yeah.
And I don't get response back. You know, I don't receive any inbox messages. I don't receive any response back from people. And it's not like I'm doing it once. I do it, you know, like I do it a lot of times.
Yeah.
And people won't respond, but they complain a lot. So,
well, that's what,
you
know,
what is,
you know, that's what people do.
That.
They complain. That's an excuse not to do anything when they start complaining. And my thing is use the term stick and move. Don't, you know, once you tell them, you keep moving, and don't let them depress you, because other people will try to depress you. Sometimes the elite, the corporations, they're depressing. One thing I learned too, once you catch a person who got a house, a job, and a car, and you don't have a house, a job, or a car, they're not going to mess with you. They don't care what kind of trouble you're in. Unless they get in trouble, then they want you to drop everything you're doing and help them. They don't care about you being in trouble. That's on you.
That's
how they
sure.
operate. So we have to learn to fight back, know what we're doing, use the term stick and move. Once you stick
it,
tell them, you just keep moving. And don't lose no sleep
that's
over these folks. Because believe me, they have you up
right.
all night if you let them.
Let me bring some more people. They got the. Let me get an 8177. Kyle, question, please.
Just a comment. Hello, Dr. Pickney, how are you?
Great. How about yourself?
Good. This is Akilah. I'm so happy to hear that you're getting all the support that you deserve.
Hey, thank you. Hey, I
it's well needed. It's well needed.
Oh, absolutely.
No, I was going to say I was doing some surfing, and not just on your site, but other sites, and I just see that the public around the world is really it seemed like they're really supporting you, and I've seen a few companies that actually run it, doing fundraising for you, and I was just wanting to know if they're, you know, if they have your support. Like I saw Lynn Stewart, she's doing there's something on their site for your support, and there's another one called HR Events by MLJ Blog. They had a link on you, and then another one, Black Agenda Report. Are those companies, are they affiliated with you? Because I see that they're...
Oh, absolutely. They are in full support.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah,
you know, sometimes people take advantage of the situation.
Well, no, they support me. They supported me before this happened. And,
right.
and another thing, see, we supported Lynn Stewart, and that's always the thing. That's why you support each other. Because you don't know when you might need somebody help. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
See, a lot of times we always say, well, we can't get no help. But when did you give somebody some help? When did you reach out to somebody to help them? When did you send them $20? When did you send them $10?
Right.
You see what I'm saying? That's what we don't do. And
right.
black people don't support. We don't reach out, and we might have it. We'd rather go buy a pack of cigarettes than send somebody some money. Because, hey, I ain't sending him no money. He probably got plenty of money. But it's all part of the fight. We all can do something. If you can't pitch
that's
it,
right.
send some dollars. That's what it's all about. And then you spread the word.
That's right. And here's and everybody on this. That's why I tell people some of the simplest things. Y'all heard me say this. 629-983-7111, extension 8311. If he was to get a flood of calls, everybody, do you know automatically they would be like, oh, shit, we got 1,000 people calling about this. So they would have to take a different approach on how they would treat repentant because all eyes are on them. See, that's the key to that. All eyes on them. You want to take a few more, Rev? Is that all right?
Yeah, give me a few more, but let me get that number again. That's 269-983-7111-8311. That's Michael Sepik. And tell him, we want the mayor of Benton Harbor arrested immediately for manufacturing evidence. You see, what they do, they protect each other.
That's right.
Yeah, I'll take
That's
a couple more for you.
All right, let me get right here. 777, you online. 777.
Yes, how you doing, Guy Bone? And how you doing, Evan?
All right.
Great, how you doing today?
Pretty good. Being in Florida and keeping track of this saga as it plays out, we have our own demons down here that we've experienced with some of our political leaders. What I'd ask you is how is your local support in terms of leaders that are in the religious circle and the church especially? How are they rallying around you on this matter?
Wow.
Well, he said that already.
I'm so glad you asked that, because the people, the ministers in the city of Benton Harbor had a meeting. And at the meeting, the pastors would get up and make an announcement. They would say, they hate me. One guy got up and said, I hate Reverend Pinckney, and he's a pastor, more than you do. And then another guy got up and said, no, I hate him more than you. And these are ministers. This was inside a church. Maybe 20 to 25 pastors were saying how much they hated me. And here's the deal. They didn't quite understand. See, the problem in all the black community across the country, it lies in the church. Until we fix that church, we can never fix this community, because the pastor have the eyes and the ears of every person in his congregation every Sunday morning. So if we're going to fix this thing, we can fix it. If we're not going to fix it, we need to allow somebody else to take over. And then here's another thing. We don't hold ministers accountable. We will not hold a minister accountable for his actions and it's inaction. Until we do that, all we doing is spinning our wheels.
Let me just get one more in here, and then we'll brief you and let you say what you want to say. 4309.
All right.
Bones, you on the air, Mickey?
All right. Yes, sir. This is Mandela Khan, Reverend Pinckney, and Dry Bones, the Valley of Decision. This time we have to be right. And I heard the word recall. And I want from the T.I. community, from Amy to Sister Elvira or anybody who's been involved with the T.I., y'all heard the word, and that is the class action of 567, which is a signed, sworn, sealed affidavit to make every mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother and their warring factions the government under which it stands. I heard Reverend Pinckney use a petition of recall, and if you can look outside of where you're discussing it and put it in the context of the 99% of the other nations, there are many people all over the world on their feet, out of their seats, into the streets to overturn their tyrants, but yet they're not politically correct because they're trying to shoot out or bomb out or rape out or whatever they're doing. But here's what I know, that in the city of Philadelphia, everyone heard about the Pan-African Intelligence Network and how Qaeda, Al-Qaeda, the FBI, and the CIA, it was all created by Al-Qaeda. And we didn't know that we needed an intelligence network
on,
to decipher all of it.
Make a comment now.
And when we All right, well, let me talk about the recall. You can't take the recall, which is the class action of 567, which every Roman Catholic Church in the state of Wilmington, Delaware, and the state of Delaware knows that that is the authenticity that brings everything to balance and in harmony, because it is the people who are the government, and the governments are not the people. And where the recall is in order is because no government on the planet, as we speak today, is authorizing the most access to water, food, clothing, shelter, health care, protection, or education as it relates to the women and children and old folks. No government on the planet. So when we put forth a class action of 567, it had to do with the United States of Africa. The United States of Africa is key because of...
Because he's going too far. Reverend Pig, let me ask you something, because I know up there as well, because that history has a lot of people from up there. You know, there's a group of people who, such as the Moor Science Temples and so forth, who feel maybe they have a way of getting you, maybe your redemption through courts. Have you been approached by, because even in the Nation of Islam, there's different type of lawyers that are able to use certain type of, language to expedite maybe the case being maybe taken down to different levels. Have they been approached by any of these type of individuals?
No, not at all. But, you know, I'm open to hear whatever anybody got to say. I'm the type of guy who befriends everybody. I look for people who is. But listen, Drybones, listen, I only got a few more minutes with you. Let me get that number out again so people can start calling, and please encourage them to call, because it's very see, a lot of times you can't send a dollar, you can make a call. You see, you
That's
can't
right.
march, you can make a call. You see, this
there
is where, why we lose, because most times people don't want to do nothing. You know, my issue is your issue. Your issue is my issue. And that's how we have to deal with things. Listen, I'll need everybody on this line listening tonight to call 269-983-7111, extension 8311, and call to Michael Sepik. That's S-E-P-I-C. And I want you to tell him that you want the mayor of Benton Harbor arrested for manufacturing evidence, creating evidence that's not there, falsifying a police report. So if you can do that, then you're helping me and helping yourself. So remember that. The number is 269-983-7111, extension 8311, Michael Sepik, prosecutor, tell him we want the mayor arrested. And you can do
there
that.
You
helping me and yourself. And Drybones, I want to thank you so much for having me.
It's
a privilege and an honor to be on your show. And thank you so much. And, you know, please encourage the people to call, because I know how – well, let me talk about my people. My people won't get out there and do nothing. They won't – you know, we got to change the way we do business. Until we change, we're going to continue to be in the same compromising position. So please, everybody, help yourself by calling. Grab on, call me tomorrow. Let's
Thank
talk
you,
some more.
Yeah.
All right. God bless you all.
I'll show you. All right, brother.
All right.
Brother. Peace out. Hotel. Again, we're going to bring everybody in at the top of the hour. It's 9:53. We'll bring everybody in so we can start getting this conversation going with all that's going on. How simple is that? We've been saying this, we make things so complicated. A phone, 269-983-7111, extension 8311. Even if you're into the learning of the law, this will help you to hear what they will say to you. This will help you to see what approach they will say, how they will say it. You know, you need to listen to this, because my brother said something earlier today about in our area of down here in South Florida. You know, let's be honest. The politics here ain't that great either. Matter of fact, quite shady. And we done had some pretty shady things happen here that has been just taken lightly, until one day you're going to realize, you know, oh, shit, I should have woke up earlier. And that's where we headed. Now, I know everybody said, well, you know, like you say, and you are the hardest people, but I don't believe that. A house, a car, that's kind of easy for those of us who make a somewhat what was considered middle class. Are we judging people on this? And understand we got a class system in our mind. Don't get me wrong. I know you ain't going to just hang out with a crackhead all day long. Don't make no sense on that one. But just because somebody who may not be able to have the same kind of clothes you got on or drive what you drive, or maybe the house got a new tile or they got a brand new furnace put in, you didn't get one. Is that our criteria? If that's the criteria we on, now we are under the spell of merchant law. This is spell. That's why they always show you. So I'm telling you, I'm trying to go back. That's why Drive On Connection is considered allegoric history being brought to you. They show me in the movies, the pirates are always casting spells. They always casting spells on their treasures. Their treasures, not your treasures. And if you get to their treasures, the spell works on you and you become popped out with one eye and one leg. You know, all that other crazy stuff. So let's get this conversation rolling. We have the topics were, if you want to change the topics on you, you already got Reverend Pinckney at the house right away. We got Karen Hoodles. How many of y'all heard of her? She's a whistleblower who's all over YouTube talking about she works for the World Bank. Find out she's with the Ashkenazi group. Then you got earthquakes. Then you got agreements to talk about our guns. Then you got Obama saying, sure, do it after the Olympics. Then you got Benghazi about to come on when Hillary about to run for president. Ain't nobody going to talk about it. Then we got this black brother claiming to be the voice of Allah. See, that's why nobody cared, because he said, we deal with women. We deal in trade. No shit. You've been doing it for how many thousand years? That's why we don't care, because we know they do this shit. That's what they've been doing. They've been having super harems. They rape, sell to these high sheiks. And a brother said earlier the show today, and we're going to open the mic. He said Saudi Arabia works for, that's right, it's called the House of Saud, everybody. Just look it up. The House of Saud is in cahoots because they will go under without the petrol dollars. And I know some of y'all want to get on whose dollar is what. Topic is, if y'all want to bring in, who is the dollar being made to fall, or is actually being fought because they got enemies? Let's think about that. Do they have enemies, or is this made to fall on purpose? So I'm just going to bring people in. Those of you who want to get in the conversation, it's hit the number one and get yourself on in here. Believe me, there's a lot to talk about. I believe by the area codes I see, I guarantee if you can tell them if your city is not leaving you out, and I mean not you personally, but leaving the people that look like your dynamics, you let me know. I'll move there. Because, you know, that's where we at now. Where is the money? You know, everybody want to know where. So let me bring back, okay, let me start here. 5217.
Yeah.
5217. What's up, brother?
Yeah, one thing I want to say, I want to tell the people to watch their chains when they go to store. Last week, I went to three different stores that those people from the Middle East own, and I'm getting their coins. To me, that means something.
Say again, what they did?
I got a coin from one store, I got a coin from Jordan, another store, I got a coin from Syria, and another store, I got a coin from Yemen. They're giving all their coins to us, and we can't do nothing with them.
Why, is that going on? Would you say that? Because I mean, you're in the big state of the big Texas. Is that something that's being seen by a smaller group? Or I mean, if you've seen it, other people got to be able to see that. What's any word on how big that's going on, or it's small right now? Hello, I think he dropped. Man, he just dropped. That's interesting. Please call back if you get a chance. I'd love to hear that. Can money be being pushed off over here? I mean, let me ask y'all a question. I'm not mad at anybody, but the playing field, like the brother said, if we all look at this, people getting a super entitlement. I mean, you know, some people coming in the country are getting a whole welfare package, food stamps, Medicaid, you name it, house allowance, daycare allowance. I'm going to have a report that I'm going to send out soon when they start to do that immigration bill. I'm going to show y'all what they're doing, and y'all can take it upon yourself. If you're giving out that type of money, I'll see you back. I'll bring you back in 5217. If you can give people that much money, don't you think that's a big jump? That's a super jump. That means I don't have to go through nothing. It's like reparations for immigrants, believe it or not. Go ahead and finish that conversation that way, because y'all see you back here. When you recognize that you had this, did you go back to them? Did you go back to them and say, what's this?
No, because I didn't remember which ones I got it from, which ones, which stores I got it from, which one belonged to which store.
Well, I'm going to say this. That, you know, I'm not saying that we haven't experienced that here. I don't think we will yet, but then you never know. But that has not happened. I want to also let you know, I talked about earlier, you've been sending me some links on the Michael Jackson. And I think that album is coming out. We're going to have to get good and heavy on that, because that album is very strange.
Yes, sir.
There's some very unbelievable stuff that he on his DVD, on these things he's been giving me. And I don't know if it's by circumstance or not, but it seems like they're preparing to bring an illusionary mic through the holographic world, because they got all rights now. They don't have to ask for nothing. They can just do whatever they want. And so this album might be one of the biggest Michael Jackson albums ever, considering how much hype they're going to put into it. So we're going to have to jump on that and make something out there very soon. Let me know when you start to see the album going to, I think it's in production, because we need to bring that. That's a fascinating topic, man. And we want to bring that out to those who understand. That is also the occult world, everybody. Michael Jackson is in the occultic world. So I don't know how you may not perceive it, but just bring out a few album covers, and I will definitely show you anyone you want.
You know what, Trevor? If you go ahead and get all his albums off the wall to escape, read what it says. Take all the titles and put them together and read what it says.
Well, do that. I want you to put that together, so when we do it, you already will have it, because, you know, we can't do it right now. But you do all that and send it out to me so we can get that out, and we have that that going on. Let me keep on there. I'm going to keep you on in here, so let me go to this call here. 4309.
All right. If we can just say that for the sake of argument,
okay, hold on.
You don't want to argue.
I want to ask you something. Will you be talking about, is this the brother from the Pan-African? Where are y'all located? In Philadelphia?
Wilmington,
are you the brother
Delaware,
from the
where the transmission is transport. Yes, sir.
Okay, what I'm asking is, are you from, you said you mentioned a group that's in Philadelphia. Are you affiliated with that group?
What group are you speaking of, sir?
Okay, you may not be the same person. My bad. I was thinking the brother who was doing the kind of a poetry here.
No, my name's Mandela Khan. My name's Mandela Khan. I'm the national and international director of the Pan African Intelligence Network. And
right, that's what I was
gonna
do now.
Things.
I know. Where are y'all located so we can get some information out? Because I always hear you, but we don't ever have enough time to, because you go into the poetry. Where are you, and how do we get people to contact your area? You said Philadelphia?
Right. You need to look in the mirror. I'm in Wilmington, Delaware. And what you're doing...
What did you say?
Hold on, Brother Jabone. We're in the Valley of Decision, and I know that this time we have to be right. Now, I'm telling you, I don't give a damn who came or discuss anything. You're only talking about Uncle Tom's Cabin based on Uncle Sam's jurisdiction, one-tenth of the population. You have not had one discussion on behalf of the 99% of the mothers, grandmothers, and the great-grandmothers and their families. As we
okay, well, tell me what you mean.
All
what
the
you mean by that?
Grandmothers and the great-grandmothers.
Hold on. What do you mean by that? So we can get
well,
you
I'm telling
have that one discussion. What kind of discussion you want me about? The jurisdiction? I mean, because if it's jurisdiction, let me know what you mean so we can at least have some type of dialogue. I don't know what you mean by that. You mean, what do you
right.
mean by jurisdiction?
Well, now you have to look at elections.
Right. I don't believe in them. I don't believe in them.
I mentioned
I don't
Joseph.
Believe the elections are real. The elections can't be real.
I know you don't, but there's a lot. All right. I agree with you, but we haven't added the number one and the majority of people who don't live in the United States of America. I'm not talking about the Nation of Islam. When I'm speaking from the Pan-African Intelligence Network, I'm speaking on the international nations of Islam on behalf of the mothers and grandmothers who don't live in the United States of America. That's more on the scale of balance.
Now,
how we get out of this is to look at the mothers, grandmothers, and the great-grandmothers on the international nations of Islam and the African mothers who are in the Congo to the Bongo. Those are the most important mothers, not the mothers in the United States of America. So there's a
Let me ask you a question so I get the difference. We are taking, because remember I said earlier how the people in Africa, if they're using AFRICOM, they're trying to destroy, why Islam is not working in Africa? Because it's a large continent with Islam belief system. Why do you think it ain't working? Because it ain't working. They're killing each other. What is the reason for that?
Because we never knew that we needed the Pan-African Intelligence Network, no matter whether we are from the Moorish Science Temple or the Nation of Islam or the New Black Panther. We never knew
that
we needed an intelligence network. But when you look at the FBI is called the Fight Black Initiative National. When you look at the CIA, it's the Quest Independent Africa. So we see that the FBI-ATA, CIA-ATA, and Al-Qaeda was all recreated by Al-Qaeda. But we never had to deal with the Muslim extremism from slavery. But now we have to deal with the Muslims who are declaring Allah and the rape and the taking and the theft of women while we, in the nation of Islam,
Hold on. Now, I got all y'all listening. There is going to be an issue with that because many of y'all grew up, brother brought up Yaqub last time he was on the show. He brought Yaqub up. I'm going to take somebody out because y'all make a lot of noise. I was trying to bring y'all in, but y'all making noise. Let's just say this. Remember last week, Brother Matu Hotep brought about the Yaqub story and everything. Now, we grew up, most of us here in the Nation of Islam, we grew up seeing them go to Jihad over there in Mecca. We seen that. We all was into Malcolm doing it. We studied all that. And I thought it was beautiful. And then that kind of leads people into also, if you don't get into Islam, you can jump easily into Hebrewism, easily, because it kind of coexist together in some type of format. You're into the head wrap, which is called the diadem, the whole guard. My question is, in Africa today, many of them that are fighting are Christianity, Islam, and not really Judaism, because they want to go into Israel, because somehow, and we're going to have a show about this too. Somehow the Africans believe that they are the Hebrews or the Jews. When we all kind of say that book is kind of strange. Now, how that dichotomy makes it, we have to really start looking into that because all three of those religions have been detrimental to us. It has not brought us not one bit of unity. Matter of fact, it has divided us to the utmost. Now, I was pleasant to hear that Reverend Pinckney say that the minister, who all of us who have listened to him, Million Man March, been the three of them, I'm glad to hear that. Because, as people get into certain ages, you don't know how to react anymore, but it's beautiful to hear that he's had the protection and the help. So I'm with that. But there's many of these groups that have only compounds. They don't have no manufacturing plants. After all the money was given to these people now, and I'm talking from different groups, not just the Nation. I ain't going to just say the Nation, Catholic, Christian group. It's all they want to build is these big edifices where they can put the people in to extract money. They don't create the jobs like they should now. And back in the day, the nation did have a contractual jobs and they did have business, but they kind of lost a lot of that. So there's nobody taking the place of that. So we got a lot of, you know, nothing. We have no automotive, which should be, no type of textile, which should be. And so what do we have? That's where the big problems lie. You know, so we got to come up with a new strategy, everybody, because, you know, I'm a brother say to the Congo, to the Bongo, but I don't think none of us want to go to the Congo right now. Because Dr. Ngimi just told you when he was here a couple months ago, they killing in the Congo. So, I mean, you might not be in a Bongo, you might be in a body bag. That's what you might be in. And if you keep playing around going, trying to go over there without no understanding, they killing y'all, they killing. You don't see it because Reverend Pinckney said when a person got a refrigerator food, I learned that myself. Refrigerator, they didn't have to have a refrigerator food. You have a refrigerator with some beer or whatever. TV, car, and ain't got to be no house. It could just be a TV and a car and an apartment. And if you can have that domain without nobody bothering you, you would not do nothing. That's a fact. I ain't naming nobody, but that's just a fact because everybody feel complacent. So until the heat hits you, then you want to say, oh, what happened? But we asking people, if you're conscious, as you say you are, simple thing, call. We gave y'all some numbers about the GMOs. I bet you when I called that lady, when I told myself I was going to do a little research myself to see if I'm going to ask them, have they been getting calls from South Florida, just to see. Because a lot of y'all could easily call. You don't even have to be in that state. Just get some information. If you want to know about the law so much and how it works, then you have to get involved in asking questions with it. You can't leave everything to people wearing a fez coming to your town talking about they're going to teach you some stuff, well, some paperwork that when you get in there, you might be going to jail by saying some crazy shit. It ain't going to work that way. We have to have a classroom teaching of how this works. The man just told you they came up with somebody sued themselves. And I noticed when people go to jail, here's a perfect time for everybody who said they can get people out, jump over there and help this brother. I'm sure if you can help him out, he'll have, you'll be a celebrity. You'll be a celebrity. All you, those you can take people out of jail and, you know, give them all this money that you claim you can give them, do that. That, and that would, believe me, the protection you would have would be unreal. You'd be highly protected. Believe me, ain't nobody wants you killed because you don't even give us the magic gold. So you won't even be by you. That's what I'm talking about. Somebody come up with that, you'll never be touched. You'll eat every day. You would be God if you're able to do that. And I think that would be a task. Because, and I'm not pushing it down, but when we ask people to do simple things like call the clerk, call downtown, but yet you want to listen to somebody who can give you all this paperwork that you can never understand in one setting, but you won't even do a little time out to say, let me call and see what somebody says. Let me call to see what they how they act. Then, you know, you build your own case. And then if these brothers want to help us, we'll be highly appreciated. And we also want the court records of what was said. I tell anybody, if you're going to be listening to these people, it's called court records. I want to see what they told the people. I want to see the response of those people. It's in the records. Then we'll believe that you said these things. Until then, we have no idea. We have no idea. Because it's not concrete to everybody. And that's what we're going through right now. I just listened to what Reverend Pinckney said, and I ain't heard not one. That's the land of no do. Up there in Detroit and in Chicago, where it all started happening at. That's where a lot of these groups made a name for themselves, Detroit, Chicago, and New York. And see how when somebody goes to jail, this is unjust. It should be 100 of them with black feathers on up there. Should be like a whole heap of them. Willing to help. We'll see. I'm seeing some calls coming. Let me get this brother right here, see what he got to say. 9240. 9240, go right ahead.
Yes, What's up, brother? How's everybody doing out there in Voltaire, brother? I know I, for one, definitely. You don't even have to tell me. Okay, I was driving. I pulled over in the side of the expressway to write the number down. I'm going to call tomorrow. And I hope some other people will be calling tomorrow as well. Because like he says, the only way it's going to get done is that we understand that it's a we thing, not an I thing. It's not an individual thing. It affects all of us. Just because he's across state line or he's in another county or he's a couple districts away, it still affects you. Tomorrow it may be you. See, once we start moving like that as a unit, it makes it difficult for them to do the things that they're doing to us. But like he says, and most of you know this already, that everybody on this line tonight should be calling tomorrow to support that brother. Everybody should be in here calling tomorrow. They should make it a priority to call tomorrow. But see, that's where we have a problem. When stuff comes like that, when it's time to take action, you have a lot of people then just step back, well, I don't know. And they say, no, there's nothing to know about. This is a fact. This is what it is. And it's either we step up to the plate or we're over here wasting our time. It's either we're going to be serious, we're going to be for real, or we're going to play games. That's pretty much all.
And you're
going to
learn. And thank you, brother. And you learn it, too. Because if we're going to start to learn how to deal with these so-called jurisdictions that's out there, that, you know, it's a shame that our lawyers, I'm going to give everybody who went to the Bible, the one of the greatest Masonic scriptures, it is, woe unto the lawyers who hold the key. Now, you go further with it, it says, who lead people astray, for they are the ones who will hold and hinder us from going in. Question is, going in what? And the sacred Mayad is going in into the justice. That's a Jew. That's why she got her hands, eyes blindfolded, and the scales of Mayad is tilt to the left or to the right, which one I can't think of right now. But it's tilted. It ain't balanced. And you see this all the time, but guess what? That spell's so powerful. You see it every time our kids go to court. Every time we go to court, we see it. And you look up there and say, why in the hell is this woman blindfolded with some scales tilted? And never ask. But they, every time they go in, they say, yep, they're trying to get somebody now on some money. It's about money. It's about money. And these lawyers that live amongst us, that go to our churches, won't even sit down with the crowd or the congregation and give them law 101. I always told everybody, I need the book called UCC for Dummies. Them type of books I need. Don't give me no doggone college book of all this and Code 55. I've heard every philosopher say, if it ain't made plain, it ain't worth hearing. It ain't worth hearing. I'm sure that these people ain't that bright to have all these section Code 55. This is they know when they come in, oh, we're going to do it just like this. Yeah, just one, two, three, boom. We trying to give everybody this academia, esoteric, mixed all together, and then they come in there and be saying, what are you saying, sir? And that's another problem. That's another problem. Basics, y'all. We got to get the basic 101. And, again, the brother said how these preachers are getting away with stuff. Now, I always was told, I ain't going to say who told me, but he was in the loop. Said that one day the people will get one day fed up. And they will start to remember all the money they gave these preachers when things get bad. They're going to say, preacher, I need food for the family. I gave all my tithes. He's going to say, oh, wait a minute, sister. And then somebody else is going to start coming. They're going to get overwhelmed. And the people are going to get upset when they realize that the preachers and them got bank accounts outside the country. They're going to get mad when they find out that they got other rental properties in other states, cars, child support that ain't been paid but with the parishioner's money. I'm talking real stuff. Yeah, you think I'm making this up, but I'm talking real, what I know. I'm talking about car leases that they had and screwed up the car leases. I'm talking about some babies they created inside the church and didn't even pay for them. People gonna get mad one day, man. And they told me, and I thought it was a joke, but I was cracking, yeah, right. They said they gonna start shooting their ass in the pulpit. I was like, damn, it made no sense back then. None. I ain't even thinking about it like that. Yeah, right. Now I'm starting to scratch my head. I'm seeing people writing books, Pimps in the Pulpit. People starting to realize they pimping them. People starting to realize that they playing with the boys, pretending they ain't playing with the boys. People trying to pretend like they don't see their pastor stealing, like he taking all the money. T.D. Jakes them got huge reservoir. I ain't never told y'all to buy no gold. Never mentioned that real money is gold and silver. Ain't never had a class on that habit. He ain't never had a class on how things don't work on our end. Ain't never said how many years. These people are on TBN, one of the largest radio cast of spellbound visual communications on the planet. They got Africa just messed up. They up there looking for Jesus. Jesus comes. They sent, I'm going to tell y'all, go on YouTube. They sent white Jesus from the Orlando theme park, whichever that theme park they got, the Jesus park. And they took him over there, and the people ran as if it was Jesus. And this was a theme park character. You talking about serious brainwashing, that is serious. That's some serious stuff. I don't see, I mean, y'all got, it's a couple of y'all in, y'all can jump on here. That's serious. I'm bringing you back. Brother Luck, I'll bring you back in here. Keela, if you drive, I can't bring you back and you making too much noise. Okay, I got Malika. Let me bring my brother here. My sister Akila's in the house. I got, I'm going to ask y'all. Y'all see it in y'all cities. Y'all see it in y'all cities. And y'all tell me he made a point. Y'all all know that that's where the money is. Y'all all know that the church got all the money. Am I making that up? Do not the church hold all the money? Anybody?
You're not making that up. Anybody? And as a matter of fact, I went years ago. I went to that place that you're calling about. It's called the Holy Land in Walt Disney. And let me tell you something about those people. They're so racist. And they're talking here about Jesus and all this. We sat down next to people that were supposed to be so loving, you know, Christian lovers, right? And they were totally racist against us. And that's what you get, you know, that's what you get when you go for man-made religion. And I'm gonna and what you have just said right now is so true, because I always say that if when the rapture will not come and excuse my language, the shit hits the fan, which what they call the tribulation, then they're gonna go and run to their pastors, and their pastors is gonna say, I'm sorry, I can't do nothing for you, or the pastors will not even be there. Because the pastors
Will
go and run to their haven.
That's right. You're making a lot of noise. Hold on. I'm about to take a lot of noise. Because you're making a lot of noise. Yeah. Now, somebody else is on here. You want noise. Let me ask you people out there, and everybody's in different cities and states. I know y'all have to see that a lot of the most wealthiest people in our communities happen to be pastors, and I'm not jealous of them or anything. Okay, somehow y'all was making me have a lot of noise. Not jealous of anything, because at first most of us all had respect for pastors. Most of us did, until you got older and realized something, or you got played by one at an early age. Then it'd be a different. But we can't go with them no more, because they took the faith-based initiative money and was beholden to George Bush. And every time people talk to me all the time, oh, we can't stand the Republicans. Well, your preacher took a bunch of money from them. So he playing two hands against the other, pretending like that's how the Eddie Long thing was. Eddie Long had a rally about he going to kill gays. I'm just paraphrasing, but he had an anti-gay rally the month before he got caught. Ain't that something? He having an anti-rally against gays and talking all kind of, I'm going to stop gays, gays are useless for miscus. And here he is, the high priest of the booty hole. He the high priest booty hole. So how the heck can the high priest booty hole have a rally against himself? So that's why that when the brother said that the lady sued herself and won, that might be what happened. Because you know, he got out of it. He got out of it. Ain't no fanfare. Ain't nobody. He ain't on no news. Oprah didn't do an interview. You didn't get no crying from none of them. T.D. Jakes cried and said, I have to forgive him because he might tell on me. That's what happened. That's what happened. You can take, you know, I'm making pretty much sense. Go look it up. You know, he was on an interview. They asked him about him. He said, I can't judge. You know, I'm just going to let Tyler Perry make a movie with him. So this is what's going on. So that's how it works. I'm going to get some more people here. Let me get 2073. You back in here. Anything you want to say, 2073?
No. Hello. I'm just listening to the call. Thank you for having such an informative call. And I'm just taking in all the information right now.
All right. I appreciate that. Let me go to, let me start getting on in here. Now, somebody's making a lot of noise, so y'all please, because it affects everybody else who's listening. If you're in a car and you know you can't, just tell me when I get on there, I'm in the car. I can't bring you on there. Let me bring another person here. Let me see. 06639.
Hey, Dry Bones. This is Sister Ngoni. Thanks for coming by. Hey, I'm good. I was wanting to say something about Reverend Pinckney, but that's been so long ago. I've been taking notes, and I'll be real quick, but you touched on a lot of the stuff I was going to say already. I have a question, and I don't want it to be misunderstood, because what I'm about to say could easily be misunderstood. I'm sorry that these things are happening to Reverend Pinckney, and I'm glad to hear that he does have, you know, the guys in the Nation of Islam supporting him and so forth. But my question is this. Why are they fighting to try to get a mayor in Benton Harbor? I know the one they got is corrupt, but I thought they brought in an economic czar and that the elected officials don't even have any power anymore. This system is crumbling. So why are we putting so much energy in trying to put people in the system, in the seats, in the corrupt system, when the system is being taken down? I don't understand that. Please help me understand that.
Well, that part of his area, from what I remember reading and him telling me on the phone, Detroit, they got only Detroit, I think, is definitely under the federal government. I don't know if the first one they sent in
was in Benton Harbor, because I remember, I read about it.
If they sent one in Benton Harbor, I might have to ask tomorrow, and I surely will, to find out what would he think about that, because... I mean, good question. I mean, if they're under the control of the federal government, then having a mayor makes no difference, no way, no how, because he has no power. And it was said, if any of you who watched the tape that he had on there, it said that the black guy that's running Detroit, they just figureheads. He tells everybody what to do. So I'm going to ask. And if y'all here think of it tomorrow too, give him a call, because that's a very important question to ask. What recourse would it be for him to have a mayor? But if it doesn't really benefit, and he can be told everything is no by the czar, and I like that wording too. And you know, this is called the czar. These people are being called czars. You know, economic czars.
Well, the science.
So forth.
John P. Holderin is the science czar, and I want to make sure you understand the context in which I'm asking this question. Not just Benton Harbor and Detroit. This whole system has been infiltrated by United Nations Declaration Agenda 21. People, listen, they overturned the Voting Rights Act. I went and did research on that, and I covered that on the show today because I spoke about it the day before, and I verified it. That happened in 2013. They basically gutted the 1965 Voting Rights Act. So what does that tell you? And what does it tell you that we have to have our voting rights renewed every 25 years, and now they've gutted it, so you really don't – they're not going to turn you away from the polls. They're going to let you go, but now legally they don't have to count your vote. So this whole system is being dismantled. It's already been dismantled. They have an illusion of civil government. If you check it, the local governments is not really what you think it is. It's all under Agenda 21. That's what's going on. And it's under the, you know, it's like hidden. But this thing is from the ground up. The Agenda 21 operates locally. And they have meetings and town hall meetings, but they're all there. It's called the Delta Technique. That woman, Rosa Corey, if you listen to that, she wrote a book called Behind the Green Mask. And when you understand how they're playing this thing, look, they got private cities all over America. That started in Fulton County in Atlanta, Georgia, and then it spread. It was called Sandy Springs. Y'all go on YouTube and look up a video called Privatized Cities, and you'll get the picture. So what's happening is what's left over, we're going to wake up on Bantu stands. I'm done.
Well, and y'all, I'm going to bring y'all in on that because, to be honest with you, after the research that she is saying, the only recourse that I always try to and give my example with is that resistance has to come from somewhere. I mean, being that human nature resists anything that's going to be overtly messing with their survival. Now, and of course, everybody's going to look like they're taking their time until she is absolutely right. We will find us as a nation of true debtors in aid, and we talking about buying bread would be a hard thing to do. Now, that possibility is real. I ain't going to take that lightly. That is a real phenomenon. But see, people don't see it yet because, of course, but I think in answering you, I hope it makes sense to you, we have to give some type of resistance to what is considered law. I mean, if we don't act like we know any law, then we are going to be truly taken over by savages. So I think us even having somewhat, because I believe that's what these militia groups, and their own intent is to bring what they consider some type of law themselves, because a lot of them are saying, we ain't going to take it no more. And so,
I agree with you. That's why I pressed what I said, because I knew it could easily be misinterpreted to be saying, okay, well, why should we not do anything about that? No, I know that we have to have resistance, but what I asked specifically, you know, about this mayor's position, okay, what about organizing communities to have our own kind of, you know, you have city council that's connected to their system. How come we don't have our own city council like they do in you know, you have your own councilman that is in the community, not connected with their foolishness, with their corrupt system, because it's all corrupt. You see what I'm trying to say?
I ain't going to tell you that. Yeah, sure do I. That's going to be an answer. I'm going to call him tomorrow, and I just call him out for his ears, for everybody. Just think about it where you're at, everybody, what she's saying. Where you at is in the same predicament. Everybody in the same predicament, you know, one way or another. And you are actually witnessing one of the biggest land takeovers that you could ever imagine on this government, supposedly giving it away to a super ultra government called the United Nations, which we need to talk about, everybody. If you know most of you who do not know, please get on the line. I see y'all got the line hands up. The United Nations, some would say, is part of Europe. Some would say it's part of the overall goodwill of man. But I'm going to say this, and I'm going to leave this and y'all guess. The United Nations color is blue. And they have a reef in a circle. That's why it's definitely we need to learn. That's why if we knew symbolism, we would be more frightened. These are the leaves that they had for the seasons around their head. They consider themselves God. And so by them being able to demarcate lines and barriers and jurisdictions of just by the line of the hand of a pen saying, hey, we're moving you over, this is how powerful these people believe themselves to be. Now, themselves to be, and they doing that, they create a thing called media and propaganda and this format, and right now the propaganda of fear and ignorance is permeating to the people. Now, again, what do y'all want to do? That's the question. Y'all going to sit back, wait till you got no way to pay your food, or you going to lose what the ancestors said? I'm going to use one, agitate. You have to have some type of reaction. Otherwise, you'll be taken out. That's any warfare. Y'all need to read the book, The Art of War. You gotta have something. That's the yin and yang. You gotta have a reaction because you just cannot be taken over. You would not survive. It'd be called genocide. And that's where we at if we keep this mentality. It would be a genocidal mentality where we are just going to just be genocide on all fronts, not just in the body sense of shooting us, economic genocide. You can call it mineral deficiency genocide. None of the food is up to par, everybody. Even if you think you're eating only vegan food, the soil is not even minerally deficient. If they really, if we had rich soil, as we should have, a lot of the illness wouldn't be happening even to those of us who are, you know, perceived to be healthy. I'm going to keep going. I ain't going to keep talking. Let me bring some more people in. Y'all come on in here.
Dry Bones, I just want you to know I sent you some links, and they're in regard to Reverend Pinckney. It's about the church, hushmoney.org, and I sent you a one about a true bill. It has to do with warrants, and some, I think it was either Pennsylvania or Delaware just passed a bill that the police don't have to have warrants anymore to arrest you, and most of the time when they do have a warrant, it hasn't been really signed by a judge.
That's right.
And that's all.
And these are,
thank you.
And go ahead, baby. I'll keep, go ahead. I got everybody who wants to bring up something. Go ahead. I'm going to see Akilah, you on the line? You got something you want to say? I see your line's open. If you want to say something, everybody, hit the number one. A blue light comes on, and I automatically will bring you in. There's a lot of you out there. It's good to know y'all like listening. Those of you on the internet who are listening to the
hello,
internet.
Can you hear me?
Did you open the chat room tonight, Dry Bones? I didn't see one.
Let me check. It may not be there. Can it go?
I sent those links to your email.
Okay, I'll send them out then. I sure will. Yeah, go ahead, brother. Make a comment. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I got you. Go ahead, brother.
I just want to make a quick comment I can make is that I don't know to what level that we gauge the urgency of the matters that seem to be permeating, but that level seems to be very low within our community itself, and that's kind of scary as you hear about these situations that are developing. So I don't know when we're going to get this think tank going, but I think we really need to step into it. And kind of get you know, get the ball rolling, because it's just compounding the way I look at it. These incidences, these situations, and they aren't being met with any type of resistance in any form outside of just lip service. So, and I think that's a clear sign of, you know, that there are some issues that we got to kind of get above and beyond, so we can move on to dealing with some of these matters, whether they be local or even international. That incident in Nigeria is pretty much, it's her issue.
Yeah, well, locals, mostly locals where we all ultimately would have to start where we actually rest our head. But again, there is movements going on of people. I want everybody to know that there is some good mixed in the light of all this. You go on there and look up some of these groups that are actually going, I mean, again, they already know that things are not in proper perspective law. They know we are in a police state. Let's make that clear, everybody. That's where the problem is coming into. We are already in a police state, been in one for quite some time now. It's the biggest illusion on the planet. They've done a magnificent job of making it appear as not we're in one, based off the luxury that this permeates of having this rich look. But all along, they have already been doing the police state activities all along, especially in our community. That's why I don't understand why black people and many people of color, regardless of you in our cause, cannot see that. You have always been infiltrated. You have always been surveyed. You have always been watched. The problem is, you will know the person by what he looks like. The biggest person is up. Got to take you out, see? You don't realize he's making all that. The biggest person is us, because we're the ones who ultimately are infiltrated as the traitor. So they were able to do a lot of things. And that's why I say, as things going to in this progression, the brother mentioned these churches. Then we got lawyers that are, you know, sitting right there amongst all this. Then we got the people who are, remember we had that show, everybody, y'all should go listen to it again, narcissists. The narcissist is the first phase. But the worst phase is the person who listens to the narcissist to perpetrate the crime. You know, the people who do this is people who are getting a paycheck. They're saying, all right, we need you to wipe out a whole community. And, you know, you might be getting $35 an hour as a law enforcement or whatever you are. And you go in there because, hey, it's my job. You know, you're taking that as your job. Now, realizing that you are the second phase narcissist who are happy to kill for the first phase narcissist. And that person has no soul, so he's using you and your soul energy to perpetrate the crime. And that's why most times the person who's the most wicked is one, he don't even do nothing. He just tells the people to do it, and they do it. There's a book called Evil Rulers that y'all should print it up, look it up, called Evil Rulers. You will get an idea of how all this was taken into place. They knew the people stay ignorant, the better you would have to rule over them. And that is why it's imperative that we don't stay ignorant. It's imperative that we learn to talk about agenda. A long time ago, many of us never heard of Agenda 21. Now we know it exists. So that's a positive. That's a positive. It was about 5-10 years ago. You mentioned Agenda 21 of us. You might have gotten laughed out the barber shop. But now we realize, uh-oh, that ain't sad. So we're seeing people are hearing, ooh, they're Illuminati. Ooh, but they don't know it good. They just hear it through hearsay. We are the ones that are putting the people in place that are on these calls who are out there in the trenches talking to people. Y'all the ones doing it. You know? The shows y'all having. We don't have some of the best shows on these channels. It's a lot of brothers, True Freeman. I don't agree with everybody. Jordan, I don't agree with everybody, but some of the knowledge that is given is pertinent knowledge. Otherwise, how would we know about a true bill? How would we know about the Second Amendment, how they trample it? We need to at least know what they're doing against us, because if we don't know, then we won't even know what's law or not. I agree 100% with that. See, well, we won't know if it's against the law to beat us down if we didn't know it was law. It'd be okay just to beat us down. That's really when you're in a slave state. So at least there's something in place. Problem is, we not, as a people, standing up on what we claim to be under, understand and overstand. When people tell me I understand, overstand, do you really? Is that just a good way of saying what's up? Because I hear that all the time. I overstand. I understand. Okay. We going to see. Anybody else? I say I'm going to bring more of y'all in, but y'all must keep the noise down or I'm going to have to do it. Go ahead, Sister Keeley. You want something you want to say?
I was just wanting to say about the earthquakes that's in Oklahoma.
Go ahead.
I saw that on the list, and I think they're still trying to say that the wastewater is coming from the natural gas and the oil that's dumped into the water systems in the sand under the earth. Is that what they're saying? As far as why 2,500 earthquakes since 2005,
yeah.
And they're saying that they're going to be even going to reach 5.0, and I'm just, you know.
And I'm glad you brought that up because many of us who talk about who into the geographical locations of the earth who understand the fault lines. There is one called the Madrid Fault Line. Everybody is in the middle of this continent called the Madrid Fault Line. These people have developed a system called fracking. Look it up. It could be easily explained. It's nothing hard. All they're doing is taking pipes and pressurizing them into the rock, pushing water on it, and driving that rock out, and it cracks. The parts of the earth, the plates of the earth start to crack open to add so they can push these pipes through. Most of the time, I think Reverend Pinckney mentioned they were going to try to steal Lake Michigan. Lake Erie was told to me by some people up there, and so they were going to try to tap into the fresh water reservoir. They come up with everything. Now they're doing for oil. Here's the key. They'll practice so much stuff that when they had that oil spill, and y'all can come on in with it, that oil spill, it was running for a long time. We don't really realize that was a lot of oil pressure pushing out. So they played it down as if it wasn't as serious as it was. But yet, if you notice, a couple of weeks ago, there were major sinkholes happening all through the panhandle, all through, I think it was Maryland. I mean, huge ones. And there were earthquakes, tornadoes, all going on. And this is at the time when Japan and them were having these meetings. See, y'all got to look at when this stuff happens, what are they doing? What are these diplomats doing on these meetings? Obama over there now, or he coming back when all this crazy stuff is happening. You know, and Russia has a HAARP mechanism as well. Matter of fact, the weapon war between Russia and the United States during the time of Reagan, and I think it was either Nixon or Reagan, had that agreement of the militarization of weather. So they were going to militarize weather a long time ago. They kept it kind of hush-hush. Now they've done it. So basically, they can use weather as a scenario to create a problem to bring people into the prepared FEMA camps. See, that's another way. See, they use delusional stuff where it really be no need to go to the FEMA camps, but it can perceive that, oh, there's a flood. Y'all got to go here to eat. Or go here. And that could possibly happen, y'all. Now, I don't like to make people feel, oh, but you see it all the time. Because just because you ain't been in a natural disaster don't mean it can't happen. So that's another fear tactic. Natural disaster. And they actually brought that warfare movie, The Hunger Games. Anybody y'all remember The Hunger Games? I'll bring some of y'all in. The Hunger Games. What were they showing there? They were controlling weather. They were controlling terrain. And all that in that movie, that first one. I didn't see that second one. But that first one, they were controlling weather. They showed you, let's put them in a rainy atmosphere. And you talk about, you say, wow. And then you think about, wait a minute. They're actually able to do that. And you say, no, yeah. Nikola Tesla, if y'all look up Nikola Tesla and all these experiments that they did back in them days that were almost unbelievable, you will see that this is very possible. Feel free to get in here, y'all. Let me bring my mic. I know she went. Go ahead. I got a bunch of y'all in. Y'all want to say something? Feel free. Bring something up to the table. And Goni, I think you're still online. Feel free. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to say something.
I think like three.
Go ahead, sister.
Go ahead, Malai. Go ahead.
I think it was like 3 months ago that Cuba, off the coast of Cuba, they had a 2.5 earthquake. Besides the one that they
sure
had,
did.
That, yeah, they did. And I had spoken to this brother, and he said to me, you know, that has never happened in Cuba. So something is going on, because it's strange. It's strange, and I really do feel that they are messing around with the HAARP. They're doing. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you,
Dry
Bones.
I sent you only the weather by 25. I just sent it to you, Dry Bones.
Okay. Thank you, sister. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, I wanted to say the sophistication that these the powers that be have and the advantage that they have is so accelerated now that it's almost like how would you say you don't know from which angle that they're coming from. But I wanted to go back to setting up the police state. It's just ironic that if you look on most of the network channels, they have so many police shows where they're portraying the police as the vanguards of society in most of all of these shows and popular police shows. So they've been building, or how would you say, slowly hypnotizing the society to accept the police as the centurions and vanguards of society. And we shouldn't be surprised. And this has been a long, thought-out process, carefully skilled and put together to achieve this goal. So we can't be surprised, but we have to really pay attention and respect the sophistication and the methods that they're using and respect the concept of knowledge. And that's another aspect that's really missing in terms of us addressing a lot of these concerns, is that the advancement is the gap is so wide-ranging that even also it will be an individual's responsibility to really enhance your awareness and your knowledge and respect it so you can actually properly gauge reactions. So the police state has been programmed. Since I was a kid, I can remember watching television shows, and most of them were just about cops being the vanguards of society and not knowing that it's really a setup to basically prepare and accept the abuse that will be coming from a police-type state and willfully to be subdued.
Very good. Very good.
You know,
Barney Miller. You name it. You're right. Ever since we grew up, we had Deputy Dog. We had all the shows were based off of a police or sheriff mentality of law and order. And so as the masters of Hollywood, who everybody needs, that's why it's so important to talk about these things so you can have an analyst. Why is it? Hollywood's with them. So Hollywood puts out the illusion. These are coming well from crafted propagandists. When television first came out, they had to make their agenda. They made their agenda. That's why it's called TV. It's called program. When you listen to TV, it says, for your local programming. So they're already telling you we're going to program. So we watching all these shows, and you're right. Every show has been more aggressive toward police. Now they're buzzing doors. You got cops, the movie. I mean, they're coming in. They're kicking in. And before you know it, that reality that you see on that giant screen is your true reality now on Earth. So
it's turned into a nightmare. And it's become a nightmare.
Definitely.
Because now you've come to realize you're almost powerless to even fight against invasion of privacy, violation of rights and freedoms, but not knowing that this is a program that's been going on for tens of years now and preparing, you know, a population to accept it, you know. And, of course, they paint these cop shows. They have all these fluffy themes in terms of them saving the day, of course, of some criminal or bad guy. But it's really setting up a centurion type of vanguard system where the police will be given the utmost respect as being the guiders or the guiding light of morality. In reality, we've come to realize that they are just the tools. They are the soldiers, you know, that are being pretty much unleashed onto the public. Yes. And until we begin to wake up and acknowledge that.
Well, there's security guards at a high price. Now, like I say, not every police officer has an evil intent. We won't even try to put that on everybody. But what I am saying, though, it seems to be based off of what I have seen called the Fraternal Order of Police. Notice what I'm saying? The Fraternal Order of Police, they would definitely turn a blind eye. Now, we don't see how many movies, Serpico, when we were growing up, it was a police movie that El Pacino played in that brought down all of New York cops because they all was on the tape. This has been going on in mostly all of our movies and most of our lives. So we have been able to be programmed to accept the police doing bad to us, because, and especially in the black community, I mean, we're one of the few communities that have actually seen bombing, you name it. Drones were down here in South Florida. They had drones. The first use of drones on an urban event was down here in Miami Beach. They had electronic surveillance on license plates that day. And the only thing you can have said is that would have stopped them and made them upset if we wouldn't have had went. But we did go. We went and grow from all over the country to be used as an experiment for the police new surveillance tools. And that's why you're hearing drones a lot. They're letting people buy drones to get drones in your mind. Because people are buying drones all the time now. You're buying these nice drones and you're running around. They love that now because, ooh, I got a badass drone. They are nice. I had the chance to play one. You'll love it. You'll be mesmerized for about a good 15, 20 minutes. And then you realize, oh, man. But then it's a rule. Can't be by the airport. You can't be by a certain place. So they're just getting you to see it in the air. So when they bring the real ones out, then it won't be as bad. And the only way we can defeat that is because we know they plan to bring some new ones out. But if we can beat them to the point that you will not use them on us, certain states are saying that they will shoot them down. Montana, Arizona, some parts of the Midwest, other states said if they fly over them, they'll shoot them. Now, this is where your problem has happened that is being kept quiet. I don't know if many of y'all still know that the Bundy situation is still happening. I know we don't like to talk about it because, you know, it's all white people in our minds, but you better keep a look at white people, because if you know what Dr. Benham said, you look at white people to find out what the trend is going to be in this country. And the trend looking like it's going into a problem. Let's understand that. You know, it's one thing to be, don't be
That's
over
right.
over color in your mind. That's the big game they play for us. Oh, white people, we can't deal with them. Yeah, you better look at what they're doing. You better take a good look at what they're doing, how they reacting to all this. Because, see, being that they got a power and lead, and I told y'all last week when we did the Beacon Rebellion series, I wish y'all give them out, re-listen to them. We listened to Reverend Pinkney. You should listen to that one again, because guess what? He was saying some deep stuff on that one. And then you realize, bam, maybe this is all coming to fruition. But look what they're doing. They're coming at everybody in different ways. And a lot of times we could prevent this. You got a lot of these shows. I mean, I'm not an Alex Jones fan, but Alex Jones is making a noise. Some people follow that. They on it. They people on the what we saying right now, what every one of you have said on this show, on this radio medium. I hate to say it like this, but if we were any other color, we'll be international phenoms. They'll be listening to everything we say. Just by having what we have on the show, Ngoni and Reverend Pinkney, Brother Akila, all y'all who've been on here and talked, do you know they having seminars called Free Your Mind all over the country to learn the stuff we talking about? And they giving the same stuff. I've seen videotapes. They coming in the thousands to learn this. And so it got to be some reason why we lackadaisical. That's why we call it the dry bones connection, because these bones is dry. They lack luster and power, but the winds are blowing, y'all. It's blowing hard, so it's coming together. But this is what's going on. This is what's going on. And some of this
what
guys looked at, like the
Trump
said. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, dry bones.
No, go ahead. Anybody feel free.
Thank you. You know, since we live here in Miami, you and I, and what about those underground tunnels that they're building by the port of Miami?
Oh my goodness! For those of you who don't know, they're building this huge, huge, huge tunnel in the ocean to bring ships and cargo, actually to bring trucks to go underneath the tunnel to the port of Miami, and huge amount. The only company who had the contract to do this, y'all, was France, the same company that dug out the English Channel. And they are spending huge amounts. We don't know what's going in there because it's under very it's not talked about a lot to the control media. And again, they're doing this all over the country. It's when money, you're seeing people use huge amount of the public money. Now, this is where this stuff still holds true. And again, I want us to start realizing we're not saying that people are bringing these discussions up are totally wrong. We're just saying the implications are very hard to come by, but they have validity, that they are using the public trust. They're using private trust money. And you notice when they say private or public, it lets you know that it is certain jurisdictions that they have over this. When they say the public money, they spend our money up, make people get new stadiums. When it's private money, the investor either puts up some of his and it could be used, but he's going to get a deal out of this world, just like he did with this baseball stadium and stuff all over the country. The rich are making deals with the public money. Now, how is that done? Politics. And why we ain't at the table? Because we ain't in the politics game. If we're going to stay here and be living here, we should know the capitalist game and the politics game. I mean, I'm just saying it's like the spook that sat by the door. You have to infiltrate from within. There's many of us in these level jobs. Why can't we know what's going on? But see, that's where we don't understand. We've been so used to snitching on each other that we don't understand the infiltration game. So we're telling on ourselves, yeah, they said this boss, instead of just saying, hey, the boss plan on making some promotional moves. We better jump on them quick. We ain't going to say that to each other. Well, other people
but don't
doing
you think
it.
That
so
those,
let's not just say that. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Don't you think those stadiums are is because it reminds me of when Katrina happened. Those stadiums will be like a FEMA camp type of thing.
Well, they were going to build they're going to build a stadium down there. They're trying to build one now. We don't know the repercussions of that, but there's a lot of stuff being built. I mean, even in y'all cities. That's why again. And Goni is very true, and that maybe that should be brought up to them that they have done this. I don't know the reactions of what they would do when a lot of people bring them to their consciousness that, hey, like we're going to do tomorrow, I'm doing this because I want to see what they're going to tell me. And I will at least have a report to say, yeah, I called there, and this is what they said. Because, again, it's all experimental on warfare. It's all experimental. Some things we have to try first to say they don't work. We know civil rights and marching ain't working. So they expecting that reactionary stuff from us. Let's march. Matter of fact, not just us, everybody. They know everybody going to start marching. They expecting us to strategize against the companies and stuff. They don't think we're going to strategize against them. But they know that if they get a few of these leaders out there and put them in the front, you know, this is what happens. I mean, think about this. I don't want to say nothing negative, but look at the Trayvon Martin case. Nothing really happened. It was a lot of emotional energy of crying, but in results, this dude gets off and even does more stupid stuff. And, you know, it's not like he's not out the news. He's still in the news on some stupid stuff. So, you know, you got to understand, I'm going to bring some of y'all in. Those of you who are staying out here, we'll go a little over. If you choose to, feel free.
Bye, Bones.
You on there. Go ahead.
I'm not to minimize what you just said. Not to minimize what you just said or diminish what you just said about the Trayvon Martin case, but let's think about this. The President of the United States killed a United States citizen and his 16-year-old son. Nothing happened about that either.
No.
Look at all that stuff they did in Abu Ghraib.
Yeah, but you made it clear earlier when I was on your show. And we were talking about on your show, which comes on for those of you at 7 on Blog Talk. It's where they're doing pretty much all kind of espionage on the people. I mean, killing U.S. citizens. Matter of fact, in Benghazi, it should have been an outrage from us, and I'm surprised that not just us, but all of the so-called people on the soil didn't even ask Hillary Clinton one time. And, you know, and that's what's discouraging when you think about that. They just killed a lot of their own ambassadors to be killed and mutilated. Then they killed the Marines that were around that day. They got shot mysteriously, and no one really talks about it. So it's kind of where you say to yourself, you know, how far are we? And what you think about that going? How far are we when we just watch go down? Like,
well, I did a show on the 5 stages of collapse of a civilization, and it's online. If you just Google 5 stages of collapse, it's a Russian professor that predicted back in 20, he predicted it by 2010, the United States would collapse, break up into 6 parts. But he goes deeper on his website, and he gives you in-depth details of what happened, the Soviet Union collapse, and he makes comparisons between what's going on inside the United States and what happened when Russia collapsed in 1989. And the five stages, when you get down to stage five, is like cannibalism. Stage four, my sister friend in Detroit, and I'm not trying to be vulgar, y'all, but this is what she told me she saw. In the broad daylight, she saw a woman defecate on the street. Okay? Now, when I lived in Ghana, that was common. People, you know, using the bathroom in public everywhere you go. Ghana's just a big bathroom, basically, okay? So then step three is when, you know, the people lose faith in the local government, you lose faith in charities of the church, lose faith in their neighbors, and so forth and so on. So y'all go Google the five stages of collapse of civilization. And also another document is America's Darkest Secret by Martha Rose Crow. She details how the genocide works, how they prepare the community. There's an underground movement, a white, how you call it, grassroots movement. It says that by, I forget the date, but they say by certain date, the white people will be extinct if we integrate. So there's an underground movement going on, and Dry Bones, you predicted they're going to let them turn them loose on us, and they got plenty of guns to do it. I'm done.
Well, you know, that's something that, and I want y'all to realize this. We ain't trying to scare, we're trying to prepare your mind, so just in case you start to see these trends. And so, you know, it's so funny how Gerald Celente is a prognosticator, and he tells people trends, and I love him, that I listen to him. But we do the same thing, but we're going to give it to you even more hard than him, because he never even mentions this. They're going to me, in my opinion, and what I'm seeing by the observation, they're going to allow for some type of reaction, because they're bringing in too many people. And when you bring in too many people, the first thing people do when jobs go down, they start to point the fingers. This is an old tactic that should be known by now, but we seem to keep falling for them. And I say, they're the ones taking our jobs. Now, in reality, this group that they created first to take the fall, and they've done a great job, because everybody hates this group called the Jews, as far as blaming on them. And, you know, rightfully so, before you see some of the things. Now, this is not an indictment against all Jewish people, but the hierarchy of the Jewish elite has always in something that is considered a cabal. And so you see this all the time, and then you watch and say, well, wait a minute. You know, how are they able to be the bad guy, the good guy, can't speak against them? Because the strategy is, through a Jillian dialect, you got to have one who, so when they get together, they say, you're going to be the fall guy for everything. You be the one that will say, oh, we got to get rid of you. But in reality, how are you getting rid of me if I'm still in the hierarchy? It's like an oligarchy club of a group of people. So they're appearing to be. Now, a long time ago, I tell people, look this up, don't believe what I say, in 1660, the Norman kings brought them in, and they became the treasurer, just like a Masonic lodge, the treasurer of the money. So either way, they win, because they're doing their job. They handle the financial. They're always in the banking. They're always in the agents. They always enter the internet, because they're financed to do that. It's fine. They do a good job at it. After they do the good job, you can't say nothing against them, because you can't have nobody saying bad stuff against your bank. So they made that bank never be talked about. So you be like, every time you say something bad, like, oh, they run this, they do that. Yeah, it's true, but guess what? The media is designed to keep you from not wanting to say anything, because you're a bad guy now. Then you mix that into the ecclesiastical world, which is part of the game. The ecclesiastical world has them as called the chosen people. So you run that into them. You got them as the chosen, the bank, everything. So they sealed up. Now, on the other hand, you don't see the people that's running on that side of doing what they're doing, because they got you saying these guys are always the baddest ones. But we see another group, the German Illuminati. They out there, and the whole thing about this, y'all, when we said this about Yaqub and earlier, all these people in the same region. You know, we always saying that we want to get justice, which and going to say that, how could that really happen? I'm starting to think about that as well. All your justice systems, the Hague, the World Court, the Court of International Treaty and stuff, these are all in Switzerland, Germany. I mean, these are in the same areas of the people that we're talking about is all in the Khazarian area. How are we going to get anything when their whole system is justice is right in their own land? Switzerland is one of the few people no one even talks about, the land of Thor. They get, you know, every one of them get a weapon. As soon as they hit 18, they give them some of the best weapons you can have. Everybody in that whole, I think, I forgot what city that is in Switzerland. All of them have weapons. No one says anything about taking that weapon. It's mandatory that they get weapons. Y'all look it up and see if I'm lying. It is mandatory that they have weapons. And they go through training and everything. It's part of their creed. No one talks about them. Then you find out these are the same people that guard the Pope, the Swiss Guard. It's a whole group of them. And they have sat at the table and made themselves, you do this, you do this, you play it up. It's a game, Hollywood, because they know about being a good acting is part of this game. And we fell for it a lot. And because of that, we really can't get true justice in so many ways. And unfortunately, I'm starting to read more and more. And I'm listening to some of these patriots. And I go online and make sure, you know, because I have to be getting some facts to be able to do these little shows to make some sense so y'all keep listening. Fact of the matter is, when it comes to killing, they got an agenda. It's about keeping themselves rich. And she said something very important. They know if they don't genetically, after Francis Quest West, Wesley made that so clear, sexually we can annihilate them because it's not just us by being, but it's more pygmatic people on the planet Earth. And if it was a love fest, they'll be out of there within 10 years. Well, they'll be mutated. Here we go again. Mutation. Now we get into alchemy and another science that we talked about on the show. The sexual mutation is what they fear. They fear that. Now, don't ask me why, because I know they feel good getting it, but, you know, that's what they fear of, because in their minds, we have to have this mighty Thor, Aryan look. And y'all tell me what y'all think about that, because we're talking about injustice, going to the reparations, and all these places are in the Nordic areas. I don't see how we can ever do it, and it's becoming prevalent that their agenda is what they have said. They said they want to rule, but it's only for a time. I don't know how they're going to end it. Maybe the universe will come in favor with us. It was a time where if the satellites was to go out, y'all, through the sun flares. See, I know y'all don't want to hear that, but the sun flares are shooting off. Y'all come on, y'all connect to hear this stuff, so you ain't going to hear no regular TV news. Sun flares, every day. Huge amounts of them. Now, some of these flares, they don't want to tell us about it because it can mess up communications, and which is probably happening without us knowing. That's one of the reasons they fear, because if they are able to lose the communication system, they cannot fire off no weapons. Period. But it works by communications, networking. They can't do it. So that's another way of saying the sun may come to help us, because that is one of the only ways we'll be able to actually come into a one-on-one low level of at the same time, because, you know, as long as they feel that they have able to shoot these weapons off and, you know, they got these satellites, I think they can't do nothing without satellites. And you know why they said that? They made a movie about it called Revolution on TV. I don't know if y'all remember. It was about all the electronics went out on the planet, and they went right back into militias and all these little groups were formed. You know, they're trying to tell you something. Because they can't control that sun. That sun is flaming. With radiation is coming off with them solar flares. One day I watched it. Y'all should do it too, just to get in tune to the universe. Just watch it on YouTube and it'll show you sun flares. You'll be like, unbelievable. The beauty of it, shooting off. I mean, huge ones flying off. Now, again, they're not going to teach us that. That has a lot to do with communication damage. So, of course, if something was to happen, they would lay it off. Just like they couldn't find that plane, y'all. You see how they got us to stop talking about the plane? Because right now, they told us the one little lie. Oh, the black box is there. And once they told us that lie, it's over. They gave us 30 days. They said 30 days which is this is always number system. I hate to tell y'all this. It sounds crazy when I say it, but 30 days, which is a 3, and they'll be taking this child as dead. He died on the 3rd day. So nobody knows where it's at.
Well, Dry Bones, speaking of... I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, I'm going. I need to interrupt me. Please, go.
Well, speaking of 3, you talked about the son. There's 3 of them now.
Yeah. There's 3 of them now. There's 3 of them now. Now,
and don't we've only had 150 years.
Right.
We've only had electricity 150 years. That ain't nothing. The sun's been out there for billions of years. So this little mess they got, little technology they got, ain't nothing compared to Mother Nature.
Nah, ain't nothing to prepare. And they know that. But something about this being feels that he is above nature. And when you feel you're above nature, you take yourself out of the natural and put yourself into the unnatural. And that's where we at. Everything we doing is unnatural. It appears to be great, but when you don't let the land rest, when you don't let the ocean cleanse itself, you keep polluting it, you're going to have, what y'all said, Maya, reciprocity. The earth going to kick us up. The earth does have storms, regardless of things. Let me just mention about this, and we're going to make this clear. The research and documented facts on harps, we don't get fearful. They're always going to be weather disturbances. What they're doing is they're heating up that area. They're not making a storm, but they're intensifying these storms. They could take something that's starting to be worked with, because I watched a beautiful series on it. So that's one thing about YouTube, y'all. Y'all better get educated on this so you can be able to be aware of what's really taking place, or you won't be saying what's going on. They're able to put heat on these storms, and it makes the front, like snow, if it's moisture, it'll rain more. If it's in a cold area, it will snow more. So that moisture will be able to be manipulated. Outside of that, you're going to always have weather. You always have weather. So what we want people to do is do what you need to do. I'm not going to hold everybody too much longer because I know it's getting late. And it's a late hour, but I'm enjoying the fact that we are learning, we are connecting. That's first and foremost. And secondly, we need to take this knowledge and apply it. How you deal with it, you will be able to. The more you learn, the more you see, guarantee you, you'll find ways to get through this. Each one of y'all right now able to talk, eat, and sleep. So you're doing good so far. So Monday we will get the results. If you plan on calling, even if you feel whatever you may feel about it, just call to give a result of what they said. Just to see. We need to put a little, and that's what they do. They do tests on everything. Let's test this as a group. Because if you're going to be a think tank, you got to be able to do tests. Let's just test it to see what most of us was told. We told no problem. We told nothing they can do. Or they can tell, well, yes, we're glad you called. This is here. What your scenario may have been, and we can take that as a learning tool to start challenging things that we hear. So on that note, everybody who's been listening, appreciate you. I appreciate those of you who have came on, Reverend Pinkney, Sister Nguyen, Sister Akila, Sister Maligu, Brother Love, my brother from the Pan-African to the Congo to the Bongo. Hope you call back again. But as we know, we have to go. So we will see y'all on Monday. Peace out.
Peace.